the most important issues of the day. This is the Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check the website, ricksmithshow.com. So I spent the whole weekend watching the confirmation, watching all the nonsense around it, watching Mitch McConnell do his victory laps and his celebratory dances. The Saturday Night Live bit was, I think, kind of interesting. The locker room full, you know, just like a big party. Kind of what it is. I mean, we've turned into this. The dueling frats, if you will. It's really just completely, screwed up. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on, what the weekend was and what we've got going on. I've got our good friend Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Sure, Rick.
So did you watch the confirmation, all the, the handshaking and all the, black slapping and all that?
Some of it. I mean, I caught, I wanted to be able to report today, but I can't say that I watch door to door like I did the actual confirmation hearings.
Yeah, I couldn't get this. I was watching saw a clip of Kavanaugh with his daughters, and they're doing the swearing in with Roberts, and I couldn't help but get this, as I talked about at the beginning, this feeling in the pit of my stomach that this is everything wrong about society, that the elite always seem to do just fine. And it's one of those moments where you teach your kids you got to lead a good, a virtuous life, you can't screw up, and yet you look at this and you go, is all that just BS?
Well, I think that now that it's ended, of course, a 50-48 vote, and that in itself was orchestrated. There was the canceling out of the vote. Lisa Murkowski was a no, but she wouldn't cast a no, so the Danes didn't come back from the wedding. None of that really mattered in a sense that it was one way or the other he was confirmed.
Right.
Period.
And there's no question of that.
That was done.
Once Manchin came out and said he was going to, he was voting for it, it was over.
Now, Manchin could have, in my opinion at least, living close to West Virginia as I do, Manchin actually could have voted no, and survived the election.
Yeah, I mean, last time I checked, he's up like 12, 15 points now, right?
What, 23.
Well,
and he could have survived. Now, people say, but he would have thrown a lifeline to a dying candidate to cause him some grief. But, that's why it was a purely political vote.
Of course it was. But, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I've got to grapple with now, because I've had these conversations, over the weekend with people who are going, I'm not supporting Joe Manchin. I'm not supporting the guy in Tennessee. Screw those people. They don't have our values. I'm going, whoa. Let's take a giant step backward. I'm still considering, maybe possibly the Democrats taking back the Senate. And if you throw the towel in on both of those, it no way happens. And look, I'm not a huge Manchin fan. He's backdoored, us a number of times. But still, you need that seat.
Well, if I were the Democratic side, I would also apply the theory to Manchin. Look, Mitch McConnell got a vote that he wanted out of Manchin, and then he turned around and said, but we're still going to campaign against him. So if you're on the Democratic side, you should say, okay, we didn't get the vote, but we're going to support him. Even if you didn't get the vote.
No, I'm with you. But I mean, Manchin has just ticked off so many people for so long that I'm... Yeah, it's just one of those things where you have this, I fully expect at some point him to flip, like Justice did, and become a Republican. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But any final reactions on the Kavanaugh thing? Does it now die down, do you think, like McConnell thinks and hopes it will? Well, or does this keep steam?
Well, that's my final, when you say any reaction, it's this happened, that happened, and what it could have, should have, and what people should have turned into months ago, and on and on and on. We can look back at his demeanor and the fact that good friends said he lied about, his use of alcohol. Now it's done. He's done. He's sworn in. So final thought is that this energizes the progressive base. They're angry. And it energizes the conservative base. They're happy. Now, if you get energized and you're happy, you might tend to be satisfied and not necessarily go to the polls. If you're energized and you're angry, you probably will go to the polls. So both bases are energized, but I would say the progressive side has an up on everything because they're going to be angry about things. So it's all, you know, it's all voter turnout is what it's going to be.
Right.
But I still think that not vast, but the field of independents is up for grabs. And Republicans are having a problem with gender votes.
Do you think?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so now still, having said that, any false sense that this is over with, it's a blue wave, and it's all done, that's a good way for the Democratic side to lose.
Right.
This is about, as you know, this is about voter turnout.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that scares me, I don't know if you've seen the numbers, but the older you are, the more likely you are to vote, and the younger you are, the more likely you're not going to vote. And a lot of this blue wave talk is based on the younger, the largest generation coming out in big numbers and voting. And yet the polling on it, not so good.
Well, the Washington Post, which is not the bastion of a conservative paper, was very conservative on the election today. And normally they might not be that much, but they said it was close. And I think it is close. I don't believe that it's over with in the House. The Senate could roll, but let's face it, most likely won't. But it doesn't have to roll over as much as all it has to be is close.
Right.
And a lot of mischief can be caused to either side, you know. So I think the House is close, but you know, there's still about a month left, and people have to play their cards right. But I think Kavanaugh's a factor, yeah, especially with the gender vote.
I got to think it is. I mean, you know, at the end of it, at least you hope. But I'm more and more, I'm kind of surprised that there are women out there going, I just don't believe her. I mean, in fact, Susan Collins came out and said, don't believe her. Think she was assaulted. It just wasn't our guy. It was somebody else. It was a white guy looked just like him. You know, they all look alike. Come on, that was supposed to be funny.
I got it.
Anyway, so I understand the White House is preparing for...
You should have said they were Republicans. They all look alike.
Okay.
Now, that would have been funnier. Right.
Oh, but because I'm sure back in high school, he was one of the young Republicans.
I think so.
I do not doubt that. Anyway, I guess the White House is preparing for the House to get flipped because they're planning for an investigation right out of the gate, right?
Well, right. You know, everybody, they are preparing for it. They've been in denial. But, you know, Rick, everybody talks about impeachment and impeachment.
Yeah.
But I think that the death by a thousand cuts is going to be more into investigations versus impeachment. You know, I'm not sure where Nancy Pelosi will be as speaker on the impeachment issue, to be honest with you. I don't think she's going to be as enthused as some others. But as far as the investigation side, there'll be a lot of enthusiasm for that. When something happens, let's look at the cabinet member. Which one was it that did all kinds of things and nobody did anything about it?
Scott Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt. If the Democratic side was running the House, there undoubtedly would be have been a definite look into it and who did what in the department and why aren't they servicing, you know, the agency like they're supposed to. So I think that when those things happen to a White House, like Clinton's had the Whitewater, it really does suck the life out of the White House. You have to answer this. You have to find that. You have to go after and find material, you know, and that will just frustrate this administration big time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of Pruitt. You know, the pens keep come to mind. I mean, there's the phone booth, you know, like the $40,000 phone booth, and then there's the, you know, the pens. They were like $100 a piece for these pens they bought, or something like $130 a pen. It was some outrageous number for just a stupid pen, and all the travel and the mattress from Trump Tower and all this stuff. And look, you've also got the other guy, Ryan Zinke, who had, $100,000 door put on or some nonsense. I mean, they spend without question, but hey, they're fiscal conservatives.
Right. It's crazy. So, I mean, I think like that, things like that would be looked into.
Just crazy. But, you know, here's the thing, and this is, you know, where I kind of come back to. I think you're right. There isn't going to be an impeachment. for me, the Democrats taking over the House is the only way I think the Mueller stuff gets out. Although today, you know, Trump came out and said he wasn't going to fire Rosenstein. How much can we believe that?
Well, he's balancing because he's going to fire Sessions election night.
Of course.
So yeah, he's sparing one of them. I often, you know, if he's not going to fire him, I often wonder what did they talk about or what terms did they come to that he didn't fire him? You know, he's been all over Rosenstein. Unless Rosenstein kind of glorified him and made him feel, you know, good.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. You're so wonderful, Mr. Trump. You know, you're supreme exalted leader.
You never know.
Oh, just crazy nuts. Let's look internationally. Evidently, the missing Saudi journalist, are they saying he was killed in the embassy?
Yes, and the Saudis, believe it or not, just that, only for that day, the cameras weren't working.
Oh, that's convenient.
Just for that day. Yeah, that's convenient. I mean, Saudi Arabia gets away with so much stuff under administration to administration. They really do, and it's because of their oil money.
Yep.
And they're brutal. I used to live in Saudi Arabia, in Jeddah. They're absolutely brutal. They don't care. They do as they please. And this new, crown prince, he runs around and says, oh, you know, I'm letting women drive, but he's not really making reforms. And Canada spoke out. Somebody, a Canadian, spoke out against him. Look what happened to all of the Canadians. So, you know, I think possibly something could have happened.
So do we think he's dead? Do we know he's dead? Do we have, or is this, who knows?
No, they have no idea. He went in. His name is Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi. He worked for the Washington Post and other journalistic outlets. And the Saudis hated him because he was bad mouthing them all the time. He's a Saudi. He was going to marry a Turkish woman, so he went into the embassy to file papers, fiance papers. Never came out. She waited on him. The Saudi said, oh, yeah, he came out right away. Well, he didn't. I mean, and then somebody said, well, let's look at the film. And they said, well, the cameras weren't working that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went out the
and
back
that's
door.
That's where it ended.
He went out the back
and
door. Didn't really want to get married.
Connected with Saudi Arabia said that he was hacked to pieces, is what they said.
Jeez. Now, on Twitter all day today, there were a bunch of people who were upset that they even, they put his family's name out there and some other and stuff. In fact, one of the New York Times folks, I think it was Friedman, who wrote in his piece something about, he was somebody that he was a friend and someone who, gave him information. And it's like, hey, shut up already.
Right. Correct. Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. Also internationally, there's a UN panel on climate change, and it's not good.
Well, it's showing that, this is so bad now and so out of control that, something has to be done like now, urgent, immediate. And, of course, the population of the Earth and then, the different toxins and, things in the environment. I think that, one could say, you can argue how we clean the place up, but we first have to recognize, of course, that, it does need cleaned up.
Yep.
And there is something wrong.
Yeah, we got a guy running for governor here in Pennsylvania, a guy named Scott Wagner. He believes it's just because there are too many people, and the body heat of everyone, the collective body heat of all of us, has warmed the planet.
Scott Wagner, why is that name familiar?
He's running for governor here. He's the trash man. Rich guy, owns one of the...
Okay. Yeah, I knew.
Extreme, way out, fringe, right-wing crazy, but still loaded and connected, but fortunately
right.
Running probably one of the worst campaigns I've ever seen. So I'm pretty happy about that. He's the guy who won't put out his tax returns because the unions will take his tax returns and go to all of his employees and say, look how much he's making and look how much you're not making. So he's not doing it because it'll make his employees jealous. I don't think you're supposed to say that. I know that's the truth. I know
right.
That's what, but I don't know that you're really supposed to say that if you're the guy at the top of the heap. Just kind of throwing that out there.
It has to be entertaining then. Yeah.
the guy's a blast. I mean, he's as crazy as a loon. He's Trump. He's baby Trump without the charisma or personality or the ability to Twitter. He's just a lunatic. But it is what it is. And finally, have we found the vanishing Interpol head? Have we found him anywhere?
Yes, he's in Beijing. I love how all these countries say, no, we don't know where he's at. And then, yeah, we have him. He's here. Like Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi, right, and now head of Interpol. And the Chinese said, well, he, you know, he has some corruption. But they also went after an actress over there. And I guess what's going on is that the, you know, the regime in China is just really clamping down. And if you get anywhere near, you know, a problem for them, then they've been, you know, trying to get people like the actress and now head of Interpol.
Yeah, they disappear you.
Why would you, if it was legitimate, he was corrupt, they were after him, why would you even deny you have him?
Right.
You know, they have him. Right.
Well, they're hoping nobody would notice.
Right.
Well, he just went on vacation one day and gone. Maybe he's in Pakistan where Bin Laden was.
Right.
Just crazy. Crazy times we live in, Bob, and I fear it's only getting worse.
Well, it's different than anything I've seen, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, may you live in interesting times. There you go. Bob, appreciate the time, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Good stuff. Our good friend Bob Ney, Talk Media News. I mean, seriously, you know, it's just getting plain out there. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Radio of, for, and by We the Working People. The Rick Smith Show.